This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Podcast of audio reading service volunteers reading the obituaries from the Journal Gazette is provided by the Allen County Public Library for the sight and print impaired and made available with the permission and cooperation of the Journal Gazette.
We will now read obituaries from the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette for Tuesday, April 23rd. The following obituaries have been edited for time. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376.
We'll begin with Lawrence L. Davis, known as Larry. Lawrence L. Davis, 83, of Fort Wayne, died Saturday, April 20th. Larry was born in South Bend. He was the former owner of Auburn's Town Tavern and Four Corners Convenience Store at Clear Lake. Larry is survived by his daughters, Patricia Davis and Cheryl Ann Sherbondi, and six grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his wife, Karen. Funeral services are scheduled for 11 a.m. Thursday at Divine Mercy Funeral Home, with visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. Visitation is also scheduled for Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. Memorials may be made to Alzheimer's Association Greater Indiana Walk to End Alzheimer's. And that was for Lawrence L. Larry Davis. Walter James Hoffman. Walter James Hoffman, 83, of Fort Wayne, died on April 20th. Arrangements are being made by D.O. McComb and Sons Funeral Home, and that was for Walter James Hoffman. William Rathgaber. William Rathgaber, 86, of New Haven, died on April 15th. Born in New York City, he arrived in Fort Wayne at the age of 12. Bill graduated from Elmhurst High School and worked in a variety of roles at Acme Duplicating and Printing Incorporated for four decades. He diligently provided for his family and his children. Married in 1961, he settled in New Haven. He served his country in the Navy and his community through the JCs, Moose, Eagles, American Legion, New Haven Park Board, his beloved Navy Club, and as a longtime member of Messiah Lutheran Church. He enjoyed golf, lawn care, puzzles, trips to Firekeeper's Casino, and baseball, including numerous years coaching Little League baseball. Bill deeply cared for his family and cherished the many friends established over decades of active life. He is survived by his brother Robert, daughter Jane Zerbrug, sons Rod and Stuart Engel, and Scott Rathberger, nine grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. Bill was preceded in death by his wife of 58 years, Dolores. A celebration of life service will be held on Saturday, April 27th at Messiah Lutheran Church at 11 a.m., with visitation beginning at 10 a.m. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations to Messiah Lutheran Church or Honor Flight Northeast Indiana, and that was for William Rathgaber.
Continuing in Fort Wayne, Michael H. Hughes. Michael H. Hughes, 77, of Fort Wayne, passed away on Monday, April 15th. Michael retired as a conductor at Norfolk Southern Railroad in 1991. He was a member of St. Jude Catholic Church. Mass of Christian burial will be 10:30 a.m. Friday, April 26th at St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Church, with calling 1 hour prior. Burial will be in Catholic Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to VA Veterans Affairs or St. Charles Church. Arrangements by Divine Mercy Funeral Home. And that was for Michael H. Hughes. Barbara Thompson Collins. Barbara Thompson Collins passed away on April 20th in Fort Wayne. Born Barbara Ann Bethea in Washington, D.C., Barbara was a devoted wife to her late husbands, Robert Thompson and Kenneth Collins. She is survived by her loving nieces and nephews of the Fraser family and Collins family, the McKenzie family, as well as her close friend Gerald Young. Barbara attended Bethesda Chevy Chase High School in Maryland. She began her 47-year career with the federal government as a secretary in the Public Works Department at the Patuxent River Naval Air Station. She retired as a contracting officer with the Navy Aviation Logistics Management Center. Barbara worshipped at Trinity English Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne. An adventurous soul, Barbara traveled to over 65 countries, with her favorite trip being to Australia, where she met her husband Ken while he was also on vacation. She enjoyed playing bridge, engaging in fellowship with her neighbors at the townhouse, and participating in the Southwest Circle Ladies Church Group. She was also a member of the Fort Wayne Women's Club. Barbara will be dearly missed by all who knew her. On Wednesday, April 24th at 1:30 p.m., a memorial service for Barbara will be held at the Townhouse Retirement Community Chapel. Visitation hours will be from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. The ceremony will be conducted by Pastors Doug Vogel and Phil Collins. Burial services will be held at a later date in Leonardtown, Maryland, for Barbara Thompson Collins. Elsewhere in Indiana, from Albion, Dolores Ray Grammer Falk. Dolores Ray Grammer Falk, 92 of Albion, passed away on April 20th. Arrangements by Sheets and Child's Funeral Home, Churubusco, for Dolores Ray Falk. Please know if you'd like to hear any of the obituaries in their entirety, call the station at 260-421-1376.